Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You're tuned in to Radio Islam International. I'm Mohammed Amin and I'll be keeping you up to date with the latest in the halal related queries with Sanha's Mulana Bilal. Mulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh to yourself and your listeners.
How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well, and I hope you as well as the listeners are all well.
Alhamdulillah. Well, now just moving into the program this evening, we can move on straight to our WhatsApp line. Seems flooded this evening. Salams, is the new Cadbury coated Oreos halal?
This new product is under query at the moment. We just await the feedback from the company and inshallah we'll be able to keep it rolling.
Okay, Malana, just staying with your WhatsApp line quickly. Is Ilova golden syrup halal?
Yes, that product is halal, suitable.
Okay, now listeners can call us in on 011-854-1548 this evening where Malana Bilal will be answering all your halal-related queries. Or you can just pop us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548 and we will get back to you with the answers to your questions. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is all gold squeezy jam halal?
Yes, that's all that is halal, suitable.
Okay, Malana, back to move on to our Twitter. Is Robertson's Master Blends refills halal?
With the Robertson products, please check that they do bear the Sena halal logo. The products are generally made in South Africa. They are certified by us. However, Robertson's is an international brand, and there might be some products that are imported as well.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Malana. Another one on our WhatsApp line is Knorr Copper Soup halal.
Knorr products as well. Please look for the Sena logo on them.
Okay, and Malana, just moving forward, I see in October there's going to be a conference happening in London in the UK. What can you tell our listeners something about that, the World Halal Day?
Gee, so this is a first of its kind initiative where there'll be a conference, there'll be a trade expo, workshops, networking and so forth, and awards to the major players in the halal, basically in the world of halal, to the major players.
Great, Jazakallah for that. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line, is Beacon Marshmallows halal?
Beacon Marshmallows, they do contain bovine gelatin, therefore they are not approved by Sena. Just on the point of bovine gelatin, in the past week, what was picked up is at the fruit and veg market, the Food Lovers Market, which is a company under the fruit and veg umbrella. This company, one of their packets of the product, had erroneously, by mistake, they had packed some gummy products which contained bovine gelatin with the Sena Halal logo on those products as well. They are initiating a recall at the moment of those products, but please, those products are not approved by Sena, even though you might see the Sena Halal logo on them.
Okay, Jazakallah for that clarification. Now we move to the telephone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What's your question?
Is the double fuzzes halal and the green and blue fuzzes halal?
Yes, fuzzes are halal.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Manana, back to the WhatsApp line. Assalamu alaikum. What Beacon sweets are not halal?
Okay, Beacon sweets, under the Beacon range, there's a whole list of products. Right? So you've got chocolate. This is a very, very big brand. It would be better if the consumer could please specify, and then we can advise accordingly.
Beach is clever. That's sticking with the WhatsApp line. Which Beachy's gums are halal?
Beachy's gums, at the moment, we are investigating them. They're not made in South Africa anymore. They're either made in Zimbabwe or in Turkey. And we are checking on the ingredients at the moment. Inshallah, as soon as it's completed, we will be able to give it away.
Okay, Malana, is Big Bomb Lollipop made by Mary Candy Sanha certified?
No, that product is not certified by us. We don't have any information on it.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Malana, back to Twitter. Dr. Utka Ital Pizza Margarita, is it halal?
Dr. Utka products are not halal. They are manufactured in the facilities where they do process pork and other non-halal material.
Okay, now listeners can call us on 011-854-1548 and also just send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548 where Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices will be clarifying all your halal-related queries. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Salams, is the double-flavored fizzes... Okay, no, that one was done already. Is the no-name gelatin sold in supermarkets halal?
You know, it was a no-name brand. how do we go about tracing where the gelatin came from? It would be better than to avoid it. Unless they're talking about the Pick and Pay no-name brand, in that case, we would need to know who the supplier to Pick and Pay is. Without knowing that information, there's no traceability. We can't give any assurance to such gelatin.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. My last thing with the WhatsApp line, are jelly beans sweet halal? They don't specify the make.
Okay, the most popular one is generally the Maynard's one. That is halal suitable.
Okay, Mulana, back to Twitter. Is Dairy Milk Cadbury Caramello or Oreo ice cream halal?
Yes, that is halal suitable.
Okay, and another one coming through on the WhatsApp line. Is Parmalat or Melrose processed cheese slices halal?
Both those products are halal suitable as well.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to the can we use Dove Roll-On?
Yes, you may use that product.
And another one coming through on the WhatsApp line is Rainbow Simply Chicken Bologna Halal.
Rainbow Simply Chicken products, these products contain poultry that's imported from Brazil. Again, with regards to poultry, or the imports of poultry from the South American region, we are not happy with the so-called halal standards or halal criteria or the halal implementation programs that they have in those countries. And therefore, we don't give any assurance for this type of product.
Well, now, quite an interesting one coming through on WhatsApp. Please advise on halal makeup and how do we know what brushes are made with pig's hair?
Okay, firstly, with regards to makeup, over the years, querying from the big companies like L'Oreal, Avon, Chardin, these companies, unfortunately, you know, the disclosure they give us is not enough for us to make any ruling. Sometimes, you know, the company will just give you a disclosure which says, we don't practice cruelty to animals. You know, it doesn't really tell us much about halal. So, you know, based on this lack of information, we can't really give a blanket ruling, you know, that it is halal or it's not halal. What we generally do is, you know, when a consumer sends us a specific product with the ingredients, we look at the ingredients and try to get information regarding that ingredients of a specific product from the company and then give a ruling. Now, with regards to brushes, right? Yes, the brushes can be natural brushes or synthetic brushes, or sometimes a combination of both. You need to check with the manufacturer, specify to them exactly which brush you bought and the product codes and so forth, and then they will be able to tell you what type of bristle it is.
JazakAllah for that, Mulana. I think we have a caller on the... No callers. Mulana, just back to the WhatsApp line. Is Polar ice cream halal?
Polar ice cream... at this stage, they are not certified by Sarah.
Okay, now we do move over to the phone line. Caller, assalamu alaikum. Caller, assalamu alaikum. You're live on it.
Alaikum salam.
What's your question?
Is Fazza the doubles halal?
Yes, Fazza doubles are halal. Basically, all they've done is they've taken the old flavor and they've put those two products together, you know. So if you get the pink Fazza, yes, and a green fuzzer, it's exactly the same thing, just the format is different, right? They place two flavors in one product.
And there's Love Chocolate.
Muff, didn't get the brand.
It's made by Tayas.
Okay, Tayas products from Turkey. Unfortunately, we can't give any assurance for them. We don't have sufficient information. They're not certified by the Turkish halal body that we do work with.
Okay, Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Salams, which Woolworths yogurts are halal?
So, besides the low-fat flavored smooth variant, and they've got a new variant which is called the Yogi Tubes. It's a kiddies type of yogurt. It's spelled Y-O-G-I, Yogi Tubes. Those contain bovine gelatin and are not approved by Senna, but the remaining ones are halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, sticking with the WhatsApp line, assalamu alaikum, is it permissible to have the fruit salad from Woolworths or Food Lovers? And if you look at the ingredients, it's only the chopped fruit in there. Would there be anything that would not make it permissible to consume?
Besides the ingredients, which might just be vegetables, you know, a type of salad dressing, perhaps it might be vinegar, but one needs to look at, you know, the kitchen that salad has been prepared in, you know, whether they've prepared anything else there. Obviously, the major concern there is contamination.
Jazakallah for that. Another one on WhatsApp, is Colgate suitable to use?
Colgate products at the moment still under discussion, still under query. Inshallah, we hope to have it wrapped up soon.
And another one, is Simba Fritos spare rib flavor halal?
Yes, the new flavor of Fritos from Simba spare rib, that is halal. Yes.
Okay, and another one, is it suitable to use xylitol?
Yes, xylitol, the sugar, the sweetener, that might be used, yeah.
Okay, and then why are there two different halal logos, one that says Sana, the other only the Islamic Crescent emblem? They want to know the difference.
Okay, and the question is, the logos belong to two different organizations. I'm not sure exactly what the question is. It's the caller or the person
who's quite I think it's a confusing one. Sure. Mulana, I think we can move on now. Another one coming through on Twitter is Wellington's Sweet Chili Sauce Halal.
Yes, the product is certified by Sana.
Another one, Maggie Chili Sauces.
Maggie products, if they are made in South Africa, please again look for the Sana logo on them.
Which is our clue for that. Listeners can call us in on 011-854-1548. We do have Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices on our line, just giving us some clarity on all your halal related queries. Or you can just pop us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548 or simply tweet us. Mulana, we're going to our telephone line now. A caller, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
What's your query?
It's Tinkies Halal.
Tinkies.
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yes.
Can you repeat that quickly?
Tinkies Halal.
Okay, Tinkies do contain gelatin, therefore they're not approved by Sana.
Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Denny Cooking Sauces, is it halal?
These products, they're not approved by Sana. They're made in a facility where they process non-halal products such as pork and wine, therefore we haven't given our approval to this product.
It is okay for that, Milan. Another one coming through on Twitter, Nando's sauces, is it halal?
Yes, they are halal sauceable.
And another one coming through on WhatsApp, these Spur sauces, all the variants, are they halal?
Yes, they are also certified by Tera.
And then another one coming through on WhatsApp, Rhodes Squish Baby Foods, is that halal?
These products, I'm not sure at the moment. I knew they were certified in the past, but I think the manufacturing has been moved over to a different factory. I'll have to check on that and get back.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp. The bread basket in Lenbro Park, is everything halal?
Okay, so what the consumer is asking about is actually the famous brand's bakery in Lenbro Park. And the facility, the manufacturing facility at the back is certified by Sana. We don't certify the front store.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through here is sending the picture. Nutri-Day yogurts.
Nutri-Day yogurts, there are some variants which contain gelatin, which you should stay away from. Those variants are the Nutri-Day low-fat plain, the Nutri-Day snacks, as well as the Nutri-Day fruit variant, the ones which actually contain fruit pieces. The remaining variants are halal suitable and may be used.
Jazakallah for that. Another one on our WhatsApp line, Mulana. Clover Cremonaise Mayonnaise with cream. Is that halal?
This new product, it is halal suitable.
Okay, and another one coming through, Mulana, is Mentos halal?
Mentos sweets, some do contain carmine and insect-derived color, and therefore are not halal. Those flavors are the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the grape, the cinnamon, the rainbow rolls, as well as the sour mix. The other ones are halal suitable.
Thank you, Zakla, for that. Malana, something interesting on Sanha's website. Why are some Muslims spreading rumors they don't eat donuts? Can you just give our listeners some insight into that article?
Well, it's a bit of a humorous article.
Yeah.
Because they know some people who are Islamophobic, who don't like Muslims very much. We know, sadly, in our country as well, they've taken some parts of the swine and they've actually placed it at different masajid internationally as well. They threw it at the doors of the masajid. So some Muslims started spreading this rumor that Muslims don't eat donuts, thinking that these people will then start throwing donuts at our masajid.
Okay. Well, now back to the WhatsApp line. Is Shockers halal?
Shockers made in Pakistan, yes, they are halal for tomorrow. They are distributed in South Africa by KR Sweets.
Another one on WhatsApp, Salams. We just want to find out if, see this one here, it's going down. A Centrum 50 Plus, is that halal?
No, that product is not halal.
And also Pharmaton Senior.
The Pharmaton product, if the consumer can please specify, is it a capsule or is it a tablet or is it a liquid?
Okay, we'll wait for that from them. Sticking with WhatsApp, on a Cross and Blackwell Burger Mayonnaise, is that halal?
Yes, that is halal, so it's more.
Okay, and another one, is Doppio Zero in Greenside halal?
Maaf, I didn't get that name.
Doppio Zero, I think it's a restaurant.
Okay, I'll come back to that query, inshallah.
Okay. Salams, is Colgate Mouthwash Plex Soft Mini Zero halal?
Colgate Plex, yes, that is halal, so it's more.
Okay, is the following halal? Nestle Jogalino Smooth and Creamy Yogurt Dairy Snack with Fruit.
Okay, Nestle Jogalino products, those are imported. We have contacted Nestle to ask them about their halal status. But basically what they've told us is those factories have no control for halal at all. And it would not be advisable to purchase those products.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, Purity. Is that halal?
Purity products, the non-meat flavored variants, the fruit and veg ones, so forth, those are halal suitable. The meat flavored ones we don't approve of.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp is Preg Omega halal.
Preg Omega contains bovine gelatin. It's not approved by Sarah.
Okay, sticking with WhatsApp, Salam, is the spa yogurt halal, the plain and the strawberry flavored?
SPA has a policy where they don't want to engage with halal. They won't give us any disclosure, so we can't give any assurance for any of the products.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, Snowflake Creations coming through on Twitter. Is that halal?
Again, yeah. The company does not want to disclose to us, give us full disclosure of all the ingredients they use in the product. Therefore, we can't give any assurance.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, Pacoma Oats, is that suitable to eat?
Pacoma Oaties?
It just says oats, all variants.
Okay, if they're referring to...
I think traditional oats.
Traditional oats, yes, that may be, that is halal suitable.
Okay, Manana, back to the telephone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Appa, what's your query?
Aspen has crunchy chocolate for halal. And crunchy chocolate.
Crunchy chocolates, Manana?
Crunchy chocolate, they are imported. Unfortunately, no information on them.
And before, was it also imported? Hello?
And before, Mulana, was it also imported?
Before, they were made in South Africa, but now, no longer.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, we move over to our WhatsApp line. Is Pieman Pies halal?
Pieman Pies are not approved by SENA. We don't have any access to the factories where they produce them.
JazakAllah for that. Mulana, is Rascals halal?
Rascals contain bovine gelatin, not approved by SENA.
Okay, we move over to our telephone lines. Call us, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
What's your query?
I want to know about Woolworths peppermint flavored sugar free gum made in Tunisia. But it's a Woolworths product.
Woolworths product? Okay, we don't have information on that product at the moment. Please forward us the details and we'll query it further for you, right?
Okay, sure.
JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another caller. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I wanted to find... Hello?
Your query?
Si. The clover sour cream. At a point, the container used to say gelatin free. It doesn't say so anymore. Do you have any information regarding the product?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
It is. JazakAllah. And then one more thing. The Woolworths makes a plain licorice.
Yes.
Is that halal suitable?
It must specify in the ingredients that it doesn't have gelatin. So please check the ingredients. Woolworths does a whole range of licorice products. Okay. Some of them do have gelatin. The only one that we approve of is the gelatin-free one.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu Jazakallah. Now, back to WhatsApp. Is the Maynard gummies bear halal? Gummy bears halal?
Maynard's products also, most of them contain bovine gelatin, like those gummies. There are a few variants which are gelatin-free, like the yogurt gummies.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. No WhatsApp callers. Milana, back to Twitter. They want to know, is M herbs, spices or seasonings halal?
The M brand belongs to Macro. Depending on who the supplier to Macro is, sometimes you would find the Sena halal logo on there. If there's no halal logo on there, unfortunately, no traceability, we don't know if it's halal or not.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Milana, another caller. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Your query?
For the splash chappie.
Which chappie?
The splash chappie.
Splash.
The tapioca is the name.
Okay, I'm not sure about the product. Please forward the details to our officers, then we can query it further on your behalf.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to WhatsApp. Salams, is the chuckles at Woolworths halal?
Yes, the product is halal, so too.
Okay, staying on WhatsApp, is Cocoa Pops halal?
Kellogg's products, unfortunately, no information on that.
Okay, back to the phone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum, live on it.
Alaikum salam.
What's your query?
I wanted to know, is crystal really butter halal?
Yes, it is halal, so too.
Okay, so that's halal.
I mean, just clear for that. Manal, back to WhatsApp, salams, which Infinity bubblegum flavors are halal?
So in the Stimerol range, you can't have the watermelon flavor, the berry party flavor. You can't have the sensation flavors, the twist flavor. You can't have the strawberry flavor. Besides those flavors, the other ones would be halal sotro.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Malana, the person had asked us about the Preg Omega. She says that it contains two tabs, the Omega oil and the multivitamin. One is both haram.
Okay, so the multivitamin is actually a product called PregVit MR. That tablet is halal suitable. It's only the Omega capsule that we don't approve of.
Okay, and then she also wants to know which pregnancy supplements are halal.
Okay, there's a product called VitaForce Maternity, which is certified by Sena. There are some other brands also that are halal suitable. If the consumer could please send us an email, we'll provide you with the detailed list.
Jazakallah for that. Malana Salams, Woolworths Puff Pastry, Philo Pastry and Pure Butter Pastry. Is that halal from Woolworths?
Those may be used, yes.
And the Woolworths Garlic Butter?
That may also be used.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Listeners can call in now to maybe take our final callers before the end of the program at 8 o'clock. The number is 011-854-1548. Or just send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, where Mulana Bilal from Sanha is answering all your halal-related queries. Mulana, we're just going to close up on WhatsApp. Is the close-up toothpaste halal?
Yes, the close-up toothpaste is halal, so too.
Okay, and another one is Woolworths Marshmallows halal?
Woolworths Marshmallows, we don't have any information on them, but generally marshmallows are made out of gelatin. It's one of the main ingredients, and therefore we would advise caution.
Jazakallah for that. Manana, your closing comments for this evening's program?
Just before going away, there was two queries that I didn't answer.
Okay.
One was about the Rhodes Squish products. Those products are no longer certified by Sena. The second query was about a restaurant in Greenside.
Sure.
I didn't get the name.
W Zero.
That restaurant is not certified by Sena.
Okay.
Again, if you have any queries about halal, if you have any suggestions, any criticisms, please give us a call at 0861-786-111. You can send us an email as well, helpline@sena.org.za. You can also find us on your social media platforms, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Jazakallah for that, Malana, and for joining us this evening, as you do every Monday evening here on Radio Islam International. We say Jazakallah to all of those who called in and sent us WhatsApps and tweets on Twitter. We say Jazakallah to you, and inshallah, we will see you can call in next week, Monday, inshallah. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and my engineer, Ismail, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.